Well, Peter, it's been a busy couple of weeks for you. Before we just look forward, maybe let's just look back on your European adventure, a trip out to Belarus. And in the end, the aggregate score well beaten. But I'm sure you took a lot of positives from the games. And for players like yourself, you've tasted European football. I mean, it's one of the things that everybody aspires to, is to qualify and to play in Europe.
No, well, that was a good experience for the players. To Aberystwyth ties, the players set some new records, and then going into the Belarus tie, we knew it was going to be a level up. But unfortunately, just the scoreline, I don't think, reflected the two legs in its entirety. I think up until the 60th minute in the second leg, even, we were well within the game. But once they scored the third, that was the tie effectively over. And that's probably the disappointing aspect of it all, the fact that we sort of capitulated just after that, the sort of heads went down, and which is maybe a bit we'd expected given such a young team, but not disappointing in the final scoreline, but delighted overall with the European experience that will stand to the players in the future.
Absolutely, and I suppose, you know, if anything, Peter, does it give you that added impetus and the players to get back into Europe again next season? And I suppose the best chance of that is through the FAI Cup.
Well, certainly. I mean, we're not going to get through the league campaign. So, as you say, the cup's the sort of the last avenue. So, no, it'll be great to get a good cup run. And hopefully it has watered the players' appetite for future European nights. The vast majority of it was their sort of first time experience of European football. So, hopefully it has just whet their appetite for more campaigns in Europe, but we have a lot of hard work to do before we even can think about it.
Yeah, I suppose interesting looking at the League of Ireland clubs in general, unusually perhaps, it was the home legs that really let all the sides down.
Yeah, well, as you say, it was just for us particularly conceding the goal in the manner we conceded it as well. And on the night, it was a fairly even enough game. But as you say, conceding that away goal is crucial as well, and Dundalk and Sligo both themselves too. The home ties, whilst they were in, particularly Sligo, were in an advantageous position going into the home tie. But again, they're up against a quality side. But which is very evident in these games, is you have to be ruthless and clinical when chances are presented. The opposition at this, particularly at the higher levels, they take them. And unfortunately, that's materialised against ourselves and Dundalk and Sligo and even St Pat's.
Now, looking at, you know, I suppose one of the reasons why the advent of the summer-based season came through, it was to help teams in Europe. We're midway through our seasons here. I suppose the Aberystwyth game, perhaps the case in point, you know, they're only just getting into their season. We had the likes of Shells and Bowes sort of knocking on that European door to get that breakthrough into the Champions League proper several years ago. I mean, where do you feel the League of Ireland sides are now? I mean, will we ever see that breakthrough up to the next level?
I think there's a hell of a lot of hard work they do until we get to that point. I think a lot of teams, well, not a lot of them, but some teams are still training with a full-time mentality. As we are ourselves, but structurally wise and financial wise, we're still a good bit off it in terms of trying to sustain a European challenge as such. So I think there will be occasions where we sort of flatter to deceive in terms of having a good run in certain competitions, but I think that will probably be boiled down more to the quality of the players at that point in time. Nothing to do with an overall structural thing where things are done off the field as well that can be replicated year after year and progression can be made. I think if until we get to that point, it'll fluctuate in terms of some years you'll have good years, some years it won't be so good, you know, and that's where we're at the moment, I think.
And just a word about your trip to Belarus. I mean, let's face it, most of us know very little, if anything at all, about Belarus. Have to go looking up maps to see exactly where you were heading off to. Shakhtar Soligorsk, if you pronounce it something like that. The whole squad, I mean, it's a good sort of bonding exercise for everybody, but it really is a voyage into the unknown, isn't it?
Well, it really was, particularly with the deferred the club, the charter flight, and we flew into Minsk, and then we had a just over 2 hour drive to Soligorsk, and the process was like sort of walking back in time you know, although it's a very centred around the mines in Soligorsk, is the main employer of the region. But the hotel we stayed on ourselves particularly was the top hotel in the town. But as I say, it was like walking back in time compared to what we're accustomed to here. But I mean, it was an eye-opener for the players as well in terms of the food and that. But it is what it is, and you have to get on with it. That's their culture, and we had to try and make the best of it.
Yeah. And just what sort of a size of a club are they? What sort of a size of a stadium are they playing in? How good do you think their league is?
I think, well, the Bat and Borisov, they've been playing Champions League in the group stages for a while now. Dynamo Minsk are well-known themselves, probably lesser-known of the top three. They're essentially the top three teams in the league. Shakhtar would be probably on the brink of the top two, Dynamo Minsk and Bat Borisov, but they're probably two of the more well-known. But they're a decent standard. Their stadium just has one stand as such, and it's open the whole way around it then, but the pitch itself is absolutely immaculate. Now, we trained on the night on the stadium on the Wednesday night, and then we trained on the Thursday morning prior to the game as well at their training camp. Now, they had three or four pitches as well as a full-size 3G pitch. Again, fantastic facilities, you know, so it just shows you they have things in place. They sort of do the youth in their academy and sort of right up until the senior team, so... No, I mean, it was a good eye-opener to see how all the people go about their business.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned there about Derry City and the FAI Cup and that being your best avenue to getting back into Europe and a favourable home draw. It's never easy, but you're at home to so-called non-league opposition. You will be expected to progress to the next round.
Well, that's it. All you can really hope for is a home draw. And then getting Malin Hyde, as you say, it's supposedly a non-league club, but they're one of the better, well-run non-league clubs. They would put, I think, a lot of league clubs to shame as such too, the facilities and the structures they have in place. So no, we know that we're going to be coming out as the firm favourites, you know, but we'll give Malahide due respect and we'll do our homework on them, and but it'll be a tricky enough tie, but as I say, just delighted to get the home draw.
Yeah. Now, since the FAI Cup has been moved to the Aviva Stadium, Peter, we've had some absolutely cracking finals. You couldn't have asked for any more drama in any of the finals since it's been moved there. And even for Derry City fans, I mean, obviously sweet memories, some great scenes.
Yep, no, there has been over the years. I think I was involved in the last one at Lansdowne too, when we beat St Pat's 4-3, and then Derry went on to beat St Pat's again in 2012, 3-2 win as well. So, no, Gresham Derry has done fairly well over the years in the FAI Cup, and it'd be great to go and recreate some more history, new history, and be a part of it again. But the Aviva is a fantastic stadium now. It would be great for these young players to go and experience that again.
Now, let's just turn briefly, Peter, to the league. I mean, mid-table in the league. You've been a hard team to beat. I mean, only five defeats. Obviously, you want to push on now and finish as high as you can in that league table. Next up, UCD away. And I suppose down through the years, you just never know what you're going to get against UCD. Let's just look recently. They went and defeated Sligo Rovers 1-0, and then Sligo go and beat Rosenberg. So it's all a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the sort of the nature of the league on their day. Any team can beat each other, so it's a fairly competitive league. But no, UCD are having a good run for themselves. As you say, they beat Sligo and they only went down 2-1 away to Cork, albeit they were just a 10 men after being leading the game. So, no, they're a good run of form themselves and some very good young players. They played us earlier in the season in the Brandywell and got the point. Robbie Benson scored a very, very good goal. So no, we know it's going to be a difficult tie coming off the back, especially of the European adventure. The players we trained this morning, some of them wee bit still, you can see the effects of the travelling and that, you know, so we'll just assess everyone now in the morning again and give it a good go. But I think the thing with UCD is it's as much about the mentality as anything, playing against them, going down to that their pitch and one man and his dog watching you type of thing. So coming off the highs of a European adventure, it's important you have the right mentality, go and get a result.
Well, just looking at the league table, I mean, yourselves, Bowes, Sligo, not a lot between you. I mean, there's the top three and Pat's sort of hanging in there, the top four all in with a chance of that title. But certainly, I mean, as things stand, no reason why you can't finish fifth.
No, what we're aiming for, to be quite honest, Chris. It's important that we look ahead and try and claw the teams now ahead of us. So, albeit Bohemians had a fantastic victory last night and they've jumped ahead of us now, we were looking at Sligo. So, no, we'll be over the, and we have Bohemians next week as well. So, we'll be looking to sort of try and claw them back now. So, not a difficult game tomorrow against UCD, but and we have Bows at home again come Friday. So, be great if we could get some points on the board from them two games.
Yeah, and finally, Peter, I mean, just looking at the race for the Air Tristie League Premier Division title, Dundalk and Cork have that slight advantage over Shamrock Rovers. Pats, you can't rule them out completely. They've only lost three games all season, but they have a bit of ground to make up. Who do you fancy? Is it Dundalk?
Well, I think it's Dundalk's to lose, to be quite honest. They've been playing exceptionally well fast majority of the season. They have a good squad, which has helped them is the fact that their starting 11 really hasn't fluctuated over the course of the season by maybe two or three different faces at different times, but they have a core group there, and they're on a good run of form themselves. So no, I think it's theirs to lose, but you still wouldn't rule out Pats or Cork as well. They're still very much in the mix, and they have the strength and depth of their squads too to sort of still compete.